hilarious. That nigga said, oh, Lord, I never heard
he said what we was all thinking.
I never heard a boxing commentator say, oh, Lord, when somebody got knocked out.
So
that nigga got knocked
it
moved
was the
out.
Worst thing I've
somebody
ever
on,
seen.
Somebody on
oh,
Twitter
felt
said
so
he
bad.
Got knocked out like the dude that fell down the stairs and coming to America that didn't pay his rent. That shit had
oh, hey, that was my favorite scene.
That shit was hilarious. That was funny. But they
oh,
promised
my gosh.
He got knocked out by
oh, man.
Somebody named Jake Paul. Like, I'm just glad this shit didn't happen during Black History Month, because that would have been, we didn't need that as black folks to have this on our record. Being, you got knocked out by somebody named Jake Paul, like the whitest name of them all, and he over here trolling you on the internet. Like, at this point, you just got to pull the gun out after the fight. It's like, you clearly can't win fist fights. Just pull the gun out. It just, like,
he went in head first. Like, who does that? Like,
that
why,
nigga
would you,
fell straight
why would
on
you
leave
with your
on the
head
floor, on the ground? It was ridiculous. He got knocked out so bad. He was sleeping. He met the ancestors for a quick twist. He was out, like, in Black Panther whenever... Whenever he met the ancestors, like, that's what Nate Robinson went.
For
he
real.
He met the ancestors and came back to life. That's how it was.
I didn't know if
but,
he was
yeah.
going to get up. Like, I was with you
right.
concerned. I was like, dang, he knocked out. Like, out.
Yes.
Like, oh, my gosh. It's like, get the stretcher. Like, where, like... Damn, all of it. What is the charity? Like, what was this for? Like, why did you, why?
Hilarious.
Never, I'm
Listen.
Never, don't ever look for me, not ever. And I feel like I can hold my own a little bit, but never, ever, I'm never doing that. Y'all ain't
right.
gonna be talking about me. Like,
no.
Listen.
Cause Whitney would hit him in his throat.
Straight up.
And either that works or I'm out.
Listen.
Like, that's it. I ain't about to be in there playing with nobody.
We need to have a whole prayer circle for Roy Jones Jr.'s ribs. Because that nigga was taking support to the side. That nigga, he kept trying to wrap Mike Tyson up. And Mike Tyson was like, bow, to the side. And then after the fight, he said, man, my whole body hurt. And Mike Tyson was like, you good? You took a fuck.
Hey,
do the Mike Tyson impression. Do the Mike Tyson impression, Will. How did he take the punch, Will? Mike, say it. Do it like Mike, Will.
Yeah, you took the punches. You look.
If you can't
take the punches, don't get in the ring. Do not get in the ring with me. That's right.
Whenever he wrapped you up, how did it feel when he had you wrapped up on the rope? How did it feel, Mike?
How did it feel? Oh God, it felt great. Oh, you know, I got $10 million.
Was it ludicrous? Was it ludicrous how he wrapped you up?
That's right. It was. I got $10 million for this fight. I got $10 million, Roy. You already got. Look here. You go back to choking chickens, okay? Go and run around the barnyard, okay? That's your job.
Oh, shit. Mike Tyson said he was high that whole fight. I would hate when he would be like sober, because that man is scary. Everybody was scared that Roy Jones was going to knock out. Mike Tyson came out like, he didn't even wait for his ring music. That's how high he was. He ran straight to that ring and looked like he was ready to eat his whole face off. I was like, good dog, God. The Iron Mike is back. But
that's him.
Oh, Iron Mike is definitely back.
I did not want my drink to get cold, okay? I mean,
Was it ludicrous and preposterous? Just in the Soul Cabinets Radio, y'all. We'll be back next week. We got special guest, the phenomenal journalist Craig Seymour. He'll be on the show next week. It's gonna be a phenomenal show. My Savvy Heat. Y'all throw Savvy Heat to talk out real quick. Y'all just throw it out there before we end the show.
I just want to say, Mike Tyson, I'm not laughing, and I was not in on the jokes. Those that was Whitney, Will, and Q Lynn, so please don't hit me.
I want to thank all you suckers for spending pay-per-view money, because I got $10 million, and Roy Jones, you keep running those chickens around the yard because you only got three. Next time you get in with me, what? You can't handle Iron Mike Tyson. You cannot handle him. Can't handle it.
Listen. Whitney, what's your favorite Houston song?
You know what? I don't know, y'all. I don't know. Look,
you don't know.
I don't know.
Listen,
like,
I know.
You know. I'm all over the place.
I know my savvy heated talk is, Will, I just found out Will don't like long, bitties on, elderly women, so
oh
you call them long. And so,
long.
If you got long, if you're a long bitty woman out there, and Will said it's ludicrous and preposterous. That's what Will said. It's ludicrous if you got long, long. That's what he called.
There's nothing wrong with long.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. If it's more than a mouthful,
yeah.
Go the other way.
Well,
okay, the radio, y'all. God. Every Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. 6 p.m.
Well,
I can't talk right. 4 to 6 p.m. 6 p.m.
We do not discriminate it.
I got the Mike Tyson tongue right now.
Yeah.
Soul Savage Radio, every Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Karma.
You don't listen. If you don't listen to the show, it's ludicrous and preposterous if you don't listen to the show every Thursday.
That's
like I said, we'll be back next week with Craig Seaboy. Make sure y'all tune in. And if you got longs, like I said, we'll think it's ludicrous and preposterous.
That's right. We do not discriminate. Big longs, small longs, it doesn't matter.
Listen, we're gonna be playing. Happy belated to the late great Melvin Evans from the group After Seven. It was his birthday last week as well. This song right here is from After Seven.
Yeah,
we'll be back next week, y'all.
Oh, for the clarity.
Get rid of the longs, y'all. Get rid of the longs.
Yeah.
Put deodorant on your areolas is what Will said.
Long.
We out, y'all.
No, we love longs. We love them.
Will said he don't want to take deodorant whenever he got longs. We out, y'all. We out, y'all. So sad today, yo. We out.
Hey girl, I got a phone you in a real bad way. So baby, you can push me around, push me down your way. I don't care anywhere to look down there. Baby, in the back of your mind, you wanna feel me sliding up your leg.
Chapter 7. Hey, you've been listening to the Soul Savage Show right here on Studio W. The Buzz. And we've got a hot mix coming up for you. Keep it locked right here on The Buzz.